We're looking. Hold on just a second.
Yes,
we're recording. Thank you.
Fantastic. I know I would have forgotten had I not seen that in my notes. So thank you. So we will be recording the audio and the video. So we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I'd like to welcome anyone that is new to the Shack meeting, introduce any of our visitors here. If you are new to this meeting, if you'd like to unmute and introduce yourself. Looks like pretty much we have everybody returning, so that is wonderful. Thank y'all for being here. And now we're going to review the minutes from November 9th. Kathy Simon, our secretary, has sent those out. And if you see any spelling errors or any issues, please let us know if you'll go ahead and unmute. If there are no changes, if I could get a motion to approve.
Ruby Rodriguez will make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Thank you, Ruby.
And Mrs. Wanda Hayes will second.
Thank you. All those in favor? Aye. Okay, any opposed? Nay. Hopefully not opposed. Great, we'll keep moving right along. Sorry, I'm double tasking, taking a few notes, so. All right, moving right along. Thank y'all very much. Okay, we're gonna start with reports and updates. So I will start as president of Shack. I'm actually going to be talking a little bit more, as you see further down in the agenda, about the sexual wellness program and how that committee meeting has been going. In terms of Shack, really just looking forward to hearing the reports from today. And it's wonderful to see so many attendees here today. And I hope that we will just continue to build and invite other parents, other teachers to get involved with this program. So we will move on to Vice President. Tammy, where did Tammy go?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, anything to report, Tammy?
Well, I don't have much to report. I'm going to report down below on the health education, but I don't have really anything else to report.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Tammy. All right, and number three on our agenda, we have CISD Mental Health Services update with Lacey. If you could please unmute and give us a quick update about how your department is performing and any assistance you might need from Shack.
I'm really busy seeing a lot of kids, especially since this semester got started. I think the word's gotten out that we're available. So at junior high, I have about 43 kids that I check in with or see consistently. That's not including any situations that may come up, whether that be crisis or a threat, behavioral wise or suicide. And then at high school, I see around 20 students consistently. The school counselors are really great at checking in on some of the threats that come in too, if I'm already seeing other kids. And so we all work really well together and try to help each other out as much as we can. We are using Navigate 360 now, which is a threat assessment program, and it allows us to put in suicide threats as well as behavioral threats. And whenever we do this, we create a case, it sends an email out notifications to all those that are on our threat assessment team. And they're able to follow along, like as soon as we put it in, before we're even done with all of the questions, so they're able to see that this threat has come up and that who's investigating it. You can assign certain people to it. It's using the National Threat Assessment centers school violence, the questions from there. And so it guides us through, and if it'll tell us if recommendations of what we should do, we can create safety plans, contact parents, and then we can have a follow-up plan for that so that we stay on track with those people that are either at risk for suicide or whether they've threatened harm for other people. We can reassess, and then we can also track their progress, and everybody can stay up to date that way. So it's really great. program that we have. That way we can track them all from elementary up until they graduate.
Fantastic. That is phenomenal. I wish we had had something like that when I was in high school. That would have been an incredible tool. So thank you for that update and report. Does anybody have any questions? No? All right, we'll move right along then on to Midco Services with Courtney. Courtney, are you here today? I see you.
Yes, I'm here. With Midcoast, we're finishing up our first round of groups with some kiddos. We're about to start our second round. We have about 150 kids total participating in that Midcoast group. And I've noticed that a lot of the kids look forward to it. You know, we've had to cancel because of rain or the, you know, the ice that we've had going on. And the kids are like, oh man, I was really looking forward to it. And so that's a great program to have on our campus. And then like Lacey, we're also, you know, working through Navigate 360 to do those behavioral threat assessments and the suicide threats and assessments as well. I'm also very busy. I see probably about 25-ish kids from Hunt consistently. And then, of course, the other kids that come in with problems, home life, school problems, and kind of help them navigate those. And then I also work with about, I think it's like 8 or 9 students right now from John C. French consistently that I go over there and see. And so that's, I think that's all I got.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you for that update. That's exciting to hear. I'm just so grateful we have this resource at all of our campuses. Okay. Now I know number 5, we had Texas A&M AgriLife update, but I know that Denise could not join us today. Wanda, do you have her update in front of you that you could share with the group?
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you.
She sent to apologize that she was already in full stock mode, stock show mode. She said that she's going to be continuing working with Hunt on the Junior Master Gardener program through Ms. Fuchs' classroom and then with Mrs. Hayoski in the after school program. And they're going to start up the garden and doing the Learn, Grow, Eat, and Go program with the youth in March at French Elementary.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm excited about that.
I am too. The kids really, really enjoy gardening and cooking.
And where will the garden be located? That'll be actually at French?
Yes, we built the one in the back of the school. I don't know if you remember, however many years ago, it's still in great shape and it should have good soil in it now.
Good. Yeah, it should. It absolutely should. So good. Oh, that's fantastic. And so the Boys and Girls Club you mentioned as well, or the after school program is going to be involved?
It just says the after school program. So I don't know if that means the Boys and Girls Club, or if that actually means a program at Hunt.
It's the Hunt.
I'm just going to put after.
It's Dr. Longbotham is saying it's the Hunt Elementary after school program.
Okay, fantastic. Got it. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
All right. And at this point, I'm going to call on Tammy if she can unmute and share with us about the health education program review. I believe this kind of also ties in with physical activity, which we have down below with subcommittees.
Yes, so I spoke to Wanda about this, and it looks like we're going to remove the part where it says that recess cannot be taken away from a student. So, Wanda, is that right?
Yes, group decided it is actually in the wellness policy. It's page 9 of 15 under Roman numeral 4 under physical activity. We're going to remove the paragraph about physical activity during the school day. It will not be withheld as punishment for any reason. Mr. McCarter has a very good program that he's using with discipline and certain steps. And we're just going to take that out so we don't violate any portion of that, the wellness plan happens very, very occasionally, and the kids are still meeting their PE requirements. So the group was okay with removing that.
Good. All right. Thank you, Tammy and Wanda, for that update. Moving right along, and this is my portion. I'll share with you a couple of health-related events that you might want to share with your fellow teachers, your students, and other parents. Here at the hospital, we are going to do health screenings in the month of February. We always do heart screenings, and these are heart calcification screenings, include the lipid profile. The cost for that is $140, and that is without an EKG. Or if you do it with the EKG, it is $150. And those are going to take place on two Fridays in February. It will be February 18th and 25th from 8 to noon. And if you'd like more information about that or want to schedule an appointment, you can call our central scheduling line. And that number is 361-275-0170. And I will make sure I get all that information to Kathy, so that'll be in the minutes, it'll be sent out. And then also we have our heart walk that is coming up this year. And typically we have this at Gobbler Stadium around the track, but given all the construction and resurfacing that is happening in that area, that was not possible this year. So on February 19th, which is a Saturday, we will meet at Quarrel Wellness Center instead. So we'll have plenty of parking in the parking lot, and we will do several laps around the Wellness Center, and we'll go ahead and get a nice heart healthy walk in. We're also going to do some free heart screenings. And when I say heart health screenings, I mean things like we'll be checking blood pressure, pulse, just your basic biometrics. It will not be anything as intense as the heart calcification screenings. Denise has agreed with Texas A&M will be on site passing out some healthy recipes, but we will do a lot of health screenings and some excellent door prizes. So that will start at 9 a.m. at the Wellness Center. So I hope you can join us for that. And trying to think of anything else that is going on. Those are the two main heart health events that I can think of off the top of my head. And of course, we have Hospital Week that'll be coming up in May. And we are planning on doing a street dance one night to invite the whole community to come out and celebrate. So more information to come on that. But we decided this year we wanted to do something really nice for the community to tell them thank you and then give them an opportunity to tell the staff in person thank you as well. And just something to celebrate as we continue to move through COVID. And hopefully we do not see another surge. God bless us. Knock on wood, everybody. So that's about it from me. And on that note, talking about COVID, we will switch gears over to Wanda and let her give us an update on how COVID is interacting with the children and the teachers at our schools.
We are seeing this week, last week, much better numbers than the first few weeks in January. We still have a few scattered cases. We had a couple today that I was notified of. But our numbers are significantly down. You know, we were close. We were like in the 80s 2 weeks ago. And last week we only reported 14. So that is significantly better. And we continue, the nursing staff has done such a fabulous job, as well as the hospital staff. I know everyone is tired. The nurses are seeing tons of kids here and doing good assessments and being a resource for the parents, because, you know, is it allergies? Is it a cold? What should I do? And so forth. So, oh, I'm just seeing a nurse. Yes, Miss, I'm seeing a question. Yes, Miss Cerny, I will do that. She wants me to share the hospital screening information and heart walk with CISD via email.
Yeah. Yes, so I'll and do I'll, that. I'll send you, Wanda, I have a flyer that has both pieces of that information perfect. On just one perfect. Simple sheet. That's so you perfect. Can send that out. So I'll get that That's to perfect. You. Okay, and stay unmuted, Wanda, you're up next. For our subcommittees, which we actually already addressed, the physical activity, right. is there anything else you want to mention on that, Wanda?
Is there any discussion, concerns, feedback from the rest of the group? We still are safe, healthy kids make best learners. And so that's what we're trying to make sure and ensure in Quarrel ISD. So we know how important activity is and doing active things throughout the day, but just we we just want to make sure that we aren't trying to discipline kids through our wellness program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there is any discussion or if anybody wants to unmute at this time, share any thoughts, feedback. If not, Wanda, do we need a motion to approve this so it shows in our minutes and then we'll present that, I'm guessing, to...
I would like a motion.
Okay, sure.
To approve it, and then we can let the school board know that it went through.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the proposed change to the policy that was presented by Tammy Brzezowski and Wanda Hayes?
I so move.
And Dr. Longbotham so moves.
And Ruby Rodriguez will second that.
Fantastic. All in favor? Aye. The ayes have it. It sounds like any opposed? All right, fantastic. Moving right along. Okay, and on to sexual wellness. Always a fun topic that I will present on. So for this portion of the program, we were looking at our Worth the Wait program that we have in place and have decided that we want to continue with that. We've had some...
Why do you have that on the agenda?
Wanda, what...
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
You're fine. But this committee, we kind of talked offsite and discussed considering other programs and decided that what's working is working. So let's not ruffle any feathers. Let's continue forward with this program. So we'll just need a motion that we want to continue with this program. And if anybody would like to unmute, or if there's any discussion at this time, please feel free to unmute and discuss with the group.
I'll motion to continue, Lacey.
Oh, thank you, Lacey. Okay, so Lacey motioned. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy. Tammy has seconded. All right, all in favor that we continue with our current sexual wellness program? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Nobody's unmuted. It's okay. I can hear you. And any opposed? All right, the ayes have it. So we will present that then to district to let them know that that is the recommendation from SHAC. And anything else on that topic, Wanda, that I might have missed? And you're muted, so just in case.
No, not that I know him.
Okay, thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks,
Tammy. Oh, yeah, always fun. Is there any old business to discuss? If you would, please unmute at this time. Okay, no old business. We'll move on to new business. We have a wellness policy review. Was that in relation to what Tammy and Wanda already have presented, or is this something different, Wanda?
Well, we're gonna have to go over it.
Ms. Hernandez is gonna update us on that.
Okay, fantastic. Sandra, go ahead.
So I emailed everybody the current policy. We found another template that we liked because it was a little more simple. It broke down things a little bit better that I think would be easier for campus person that's in charge of making sure that campuses are following the wellness policy. And I believe we might have to go back and actually assign someone.
Okay.
This kind of takes it off of Ms. Hayes and me when something's going on at a campus and they're asking, is this allowed? Is this not allowed? Everybody needs to be aware of what's in the wellness policy. And I'm going to be honest, I think there's a big breakdown because I don't think all our staff understands our wellness policy. And I'm just being honest. I'm not blaming anybody for that, but I'm being honest. And I think if we use the other template, it's going to be easier to understand and there might not be as many questions. We might also want to consider some kind of training for staff so they know what's on it. It's a very good policy, especially preventing when we have parties, allergies, all that. I mean, protecting our kids. So our staff needs to know what's in here. I think our next meeting's in
April.
So we're going to try to see if we can break it down. We're going to probably pull everything from the current policy into the template and see if that's a little bit easier and maybe just approve it that way. Okay. And we can send in, we can email.
Yes, email members of the group if you see anything that you really want changed or new clarification ideas, on something. Clarification. I mean, we welcome new blood, you know. We just want things to, like I said, safe and healthy for our kids.
And follow what it is.
Follow, yes.
I mean, if there's something in there that you see, hey, we can't follow this, just let us know so we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be for next meeting, but we'll try to update throughout the next few weeks. And just if anybody can give us some feedback on whatever we might send, that way it's not so hard when we're actually having the meeting to go over this big old policy.
Okay. And Bridget Cerny also just wrote a comment that maybe the SHAC committee could do a presentation during the back to school PD sessions, which
it's
that
would be cool. Yes, we
might look at doing that.
The schedules are really tight, but certainly we can try to work something in.
Okay. So it sounds like we'll have a follow-up email to the group from Sandra that will go over what changes that we want to make to the policy are being suggested using this new template and the training of the staff, some suggestions there. And then our group can take a vote on this in April. Is that correct, Wanda?
Certainly.
Okay. So more to come on that. Check your emails and we'll be sending that out to you to take a look at. And then we will do a formal vote on that in April.
Awesome.
Okay. Who would like to talk about Magical Mondays at CISD and see if possibly SHAC could have some sort of involvement in that program?
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay?
Sure can.
This is Ruby Rodriguez. Coral ISD was recently selected to receive a five-year United States Department of Education Innovative Approaches to Literacy grant. A component of this grant is the extension of library hours from 3:30 to 7 p.m. once per week. The best day to have the extension of library hours is Monday. And we are calling this Magical Mondays. Mm-hmm. During this time, students can utilize the library resources, including the 3D printers. There is one 3D printer in every campus library. They can use this for student projects, elementary students enjoy story time, and they have a hands-on craft with their parents. We do not allow any students under the age of 13 to be unaccompanied. So a parent adult has to be with them. Secondary is a little different. Most of them are able to enjoy the library and utilize the library without any assistance. Mm-hmm. We will showcase campus events during Magical Monday. For example, last night was the Hunt Elementary Magical Monday Book Fair and Family Reading Night. We had over 90 plus parents sign in with students. The program was very successful. Mrs. Cerny and her staff provided tables with literacy activities for parents to enjoy as they came to check out the book fair. We had door prizes, and we'll be posting those updates here shortly with all the smiling faces of those who were selected as the lucky winners. But this is a perfect time if SHAC would like to work with students and families, especially at the elementary levels. Mm-hmm. That would be a prime time, maybe if you would like to share some health tips or maybe some summer programs that are available to keep our kids neat. Active, we gladly welcome that.
Okay. And are there openings in the schedule at this point, Ruby?
Yes, ma'am, there are. Yes, okay. Absolutely. And we can always adjust the schedule to fit your needs. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know in the past, Emily, and it was so long ago because things have gotten busy, and we made like a booklet that had all of the summer different summer options within the area with all the swimming pools and the libraries.
Oh,
and, you know, just all the different things that
And kind of we used a star system, you know, as far as was it free? Was it one star, two stars? And I know that was accepted. The parents appreciated it and they kind of had a little guide absolutely. To use.
Absolutely. I would think that would be even something too that maybe the newspaper might want to publish as well. So that would be a that would be a helpful piece to get out there, and then maybe some visual examples of some different exercises and things you can do at home. I think we should come up with like a video game series, like what you can do, like sit and be fit while you play on your computer.
Absolutely. That would be great. And Mrs. Hernandez did bring up a key point that I failed to mention. The Magical Mondays schedule does follow the normal school calendar. So, for example, when there is a school holiday, as there is one upcoming February 14th, we will not have the library hours. The library extension hours will not be available. So, again, this is just during the regular school calendar days. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I would propose that after this, we can brainstorm over a couple of ideas via email, because obviously the school year is going to be too close to an end by the time we meet again in April. So we can make some recommendations to the group of how chat could get involved with this. Is there anybody that would like to particularly take ownership of this project and leadership of it, if they would like to unmute? Or if they would simply like to serve on the committee that would work on this project.
Ruby and I will definitely serve on the committee if someone will head it for us. Tammy.
It just happened, Tammy.
I'm heading something up. Okay.
What's she saying?
All right.
Thank you, Tammy.
It's a fun job, Tammy. It doesn't take a whole lot of our time. And we're a creative trio. Okay,
we got it.
Right.
And if anybody has input or anything they want included, just to email the group.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Denise will probably have some good resources for
summer.
Yes. So I'm certain we could put together a nice piece, and we could also hopefully create a digital version of that that could be on the Shack page on the website so that we could share that information.
That's a great idea.
I'm full of ideas. I have a feeling that means I'm on this committee too. So I'm going to put my name down.
With all the updates.
Yeah, that would be good. All right. Fantastic. Well, thank y'all for bringing that one to our attention. And moving on, actually, we've already covered this under our reports and updates. We have already made that motion that we will remove that recess cannot be taken away. So we had that on there a little bit. Just wanted to make sure we had it covered. Any other announcements before we adjourn? Anything else to discuss?
Well, the one thing, and I don't think this I think it's okay for me to discuss it. We will be needing officers in April. I know that Ms. Seaman will be leaving us as Shack secretary, and she's been with us and done such a great job. So if anyone has any ideas, we'd love new parents. You know, it's actually a fun group, and we think, well, what have we accomplished? But when you sit down and look at it, we really haven't helped in many ways to accomplish different things for kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Y'all over there at Hunt need to get Courtney Kubish because she's awesome.
Okay. We can do
so
that.
So maybe we can recruit her.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. So let's brainstorm before our April meeting, and everybody try to bring a parent. Try to bring somebody with them. That'll be your challenge. All right. If no other announcements, then we will go ahead and adjourn. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
Sandra Hernandez makes the motion to adjourn. And Wanda Hayes will second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? You better not. So here we go. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank
you. We'll be sending out the minutes, and we will hopefully see you again in April.
Thanks, Emily.
All right. Thank y'all.